Hello and welcome to Core Finance. And my guest today is David Buick of Panmure Gordon. Welcome to the programme.
Colin, greetings.
And today we're going to discuss Toys R Us in Chapter 11.
This is a sad story. Toys R Us was a household name for 25 years, all but. Started, I think, in about 1978. And then in early 2000, three private equity companies, particularly KKR and Bain, paid $6.6 billion to buy this outfit. And as it currently stands, it's got 64,000 employees. It's got 835 outlets in the United States, 760, I think it is, outlets on an international basis. And the thing that its problem is, and it's surprising that its owners, who are pretty sharp cookies, have allowed the debt to get to $5 billion, of which, as I understand it, Colin, $400 million is due for repayment next year. Now, as we all know, going to Chapter 11 doesn't necessarily mean time out, but it doesn't look good. And to be honest with you, if you've got a bad and a rotten apple, these people like KKR and Bain are not exactly philanthropists when it comes to the business thought process.
Absolutely not.
So either they can find finance for a much smaller unit, which means presumably that a number of the outlets would have to go, or it goes altogether. So it doesn't look particularly good. I wouldn't say that it's dead and buried for the lot, but it doesn't look at all good for the future.
Well, I can't see what trade buyer there might be for that sort of a franchise. They really are the leader, aren't they?
A dozen shops here or a dozen shops there, but that doesn't actually help the whole business, does it, on an international basis?
And Chapter 11 gets rid of their short-term cash flow problem, but it doesn't solve the
ongoing problem, which is gone, no. And, of course, the great god Amazon is there, like Thor, the god of thunder, hanging over it and offering, presumably, things hopelessly cheaper than they can afford to do on a commercial basis.
Whole toys.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.